Real Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in defending this nation and telling you the truth. No matter how many feelings get hurt out there, it's what we do every day, tell you the truth. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, jobless Americans that have been cut off from the extra $300 a week in federal subsidies are now suing to keep the benefits so they can apparently stay on the couch. Number two, mandates for COVID passports popping up all over the U.S. now, and the requirements also generating outrage and fantastical income for big pharma. We'll talk about that. And number one, the American war zone that is the major U.S. cities under the nearly exclusive control of Democrats being rejected by just about everyone now. A very telling poll from the city of Detroit that you can extrapolate to mean every major metropolitan area in America because it's the way it is out there. People want more police, not less. People trust law enforcement. They don't despise law enforcement. They believe that good law officers ought to be encouraged and compensated and taken care of and respected for being the frontline people that they are in a case of emergency. They reject police brutality, of course, and they reject racial profiling, of course, but overall, they embrace law and order and police officers in this country. Let me give you some of the numbers here from this poll. It's a USA Today Suffolk University Detroit Free Press poll, and here's what it found in part. By an overwhelming 9-1 margin, 9-1, residents of the city of Detroit say they want more police officers. They want more cops on the streets, not less. 9-1. 90%. Keep that in mind. Because when people like Rashida Tlaib, that represents part of Detroit, say, we want to defund the police, who the hell is she talking to? Not her own constituents, apparently. Those surveyed reject by 3-1 the slogan of Democrats and progressives like Rashida Tlaib of defund the police. 3-1, they reject that slogan outright. 1 in 5 residents, 19%, said public safety is the number one concern. It was second only to education at 23%. Police reform dead last. Police reform came in dead last of the 8 topics put forth, just 4%. Black residents ranked crime as the top of their list of concerns. 24% cited public safety. 24% of black residents in the city of Detroit said public safety is their number one concern. And keep in mind, 9 out of 10 say they need more police on the streets, not less. 3% named police reform as a concern. But white residents, oh, they want police reform. 12%. What does that tell you? Once again, it's the white elites, the white progressives telling the black community how it should think, how it should respond, what it should do, dictating to others how they should think. That's being rejected across the board. Race relations cited by just 5% as the leading issue facing Detroit. 5%. And that's why I tell you, when I just got back from this trip, and I told you this in the first hour, I'll repeat it now, that racism in this country does not resemble anything you see on television. This idea that somehow we're divided, we're hateful toward each other, just isn't true. It's a narrative that's been manufactured and regurgitated and repeated over and over again by major news outlets in this country. I was all over this country. I was in Michigan. I went as far south as Lexington, Kentucky. I stopped in big cities like Columbus, Ohio, a giant city. Went to a breakfast joint in Columbus on Saturday. We were the only white people in there. You know who cared? Nobody. Not me. Not anybody else in there. You know why? We're buying breakfast. And it was really good. Really good. In fact, mind-blowing good. Race in America, the division that they tell you every day on television and in the newspapers, that we have this great racial divide and white supremacy and all this. Garbage. It's just garbage. The same garbage is telling you that they want police to be defunded. It's garbage. People don't want police to be defunded. Not in Detroit. and not anywhere else in this country. Police want more. People want more police on the streets, in their neighborhoods, especially neighborhoods that are considered marginal neighborhoods. They want public safety to be job one. So like I said, race relations cited by just 5% as the leading issue facing Detroit, which has the highest proportion of black residents of any major American city. At 78%. 14% white, 2% other. More than three quarters of those surveyed, 77%, agreed with the statement that the Detroit police, quote, generally do a good job and treat people fairly, even if there are a few bad apples on the force. 77% believe the Detroit Police Department does a good job, despite a bad apple here and there. And that's what people believe about their police departments all over this country. And yet this push continues to defund the police, even though it's rejected over and over again. Because people know that if you take the police out of these at-risk neighborhoods, that the risk will become very much real and big and much more dangerous. And the frustration of the war on police is evidenced every day. Blood running in the streets. Look at Chicago. The explosion of violent crime getting worse everywhere, including the nation's capital. By the way, I have a comment here from the Washington, D.C. chief of police. He is angry. He is tired. And he is sick and tired of this defund the police nonsense. Listen.
Here's the thing. That does not solve all problems. The reality is we have a shrinking workforce. I have a definitive amount of resources, 200 and some officers less this year than what I had last year. With that being said, what am I going to do with these resources? I can't work these officers to death. I'm not going to have them out here making bad decisions, getting involved in use of force incidents. We need to make sure that we are a police department, a major city police department in the nation's capital, that we are properly staffed to where it is we need to be. I know that's a long answer, but that's the truth.
And that is the truth. We need more police officers. We need more respect, more law and order. That's a fact. And the Democrats' brain trust, Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, now pushing the latest in Marxist theory, not just defund the police, but, well, you just have to hear this. It's bite number 9 from Rashida Tlaib. Go.
The reality is that we've already made a choice between our environment and the economy, and we are unquestionably destroying our planet to line the pockets of a select few. We all have a moral calling to transform the relationship between our environment and the economy into a mutually beneficial one where we put people to work in well-paying union jobs in service of our planet. I'm excited about the idea of the civilian climate corps that connects environmental justice with economic and racial justice.
The environmental what corps? The environmental justice corps. All right. Remember, the reality is this. Following the science, the world believed the world was flat, that bloodletting would heal people, and somehow Marxism and union membership will save us all, including the planet. Check, please. I know how this movie ends. So do the people in Havana, Caracas, Moscow, Phnom Penh, and Beijing. They all know how this movie ends. Apparently, Rashida Tlaib hasn't gotten a ticket yet to see the film. We have. And we say, pass, hard pass. Quick break. I'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions, you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.